Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to your dialogue, discussion, your input on the issue of the day. It's always our joy to have you call in and join the discussion, ask your questions. We'd love to have you do so today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. The question is today, should believers trust the government? That's a loaded question. Should believers, let me just broaden it, should conservatives, Christians, and patriots, should we the people, should citizens in America trust our government, local, state, or national? Are they trustworthy? Do we vote for and place into office trustworthy people? The Bible gives us very, very clear instructions as to what we need to do and those that we need to vote for and place in office. And the scripture is very clear. It says we need to place able men, capable, such as fear God, those who will honor and reverence God. We need to vote for and place those in office, ladies and gentlemen, men of truth, the scripture says, hating covetousness. That means not grasping and not greedy, not taking the payoff from the lobbyist to pass legislation that we the people have to live under. But should we believe or trust the government today? That's a question that I believe must be answered as we go to the polls and vote this election cycle. Each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, with breaking news, we're discovering the layers of truth are being unpeeled, just as unpeeling an onion, just as peeling the layer after layer on an onion. And with each layer, ladies and gentlemen, we discover that we the people have been tricked, deceived, lied to, forced to submit to the government, and now the government's literally openly turning against we the people. For example, I'm just looking at a variety of headlines, and we'll talk about several different areas where we've been lied to today. Headlines, what Biden's marijuana order does and doesn't do. Joe Biden's just issued an executive order releasing those in prison and the federal prison, about 6,500 supposedly, and I think that'll be far more. That are there because of buying, selling, or using marijuana and other drugs. Looking at the headline, Durham probe, FBI offered Christopher Steele $1 million to corroborate Trump's allegations in the dossier. You remember the Steele dossier? We spent $44 million with the Mueller report. 19 socialist, Marxist, communist, Clintonite attorneys, along with Robert Mueller, that was cognitively depleted. They used him as a figurehead, and $44 million later, and three and a half years into it, determined that there was no wrongdoing on the part of Donald J. Trump. But ladies and gentlemen, it's now coming out with the Durham report. And by the way, I don't know why he is taking so long to issue his report. It's coming out by dribbles, and I believe that's purposeful. What the purpose would be, I don't know. This says, headline, Durham probe, FBI offered Christopher Steele $1 million to corroborate Trump's alleged allegations in the dossier. Steele couldn't corroborate the allegations in the dossier, paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC and their law firm. The FBI, it's discovered, the FBI offered an ex-British intelligence agent, Christopher Steele, $1 million basically to lie about the dossier about former President Donald J. Trump and his 2016 campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to on every hand. We've been lied to about the COVID jab. We've been lied to about its efficacy. We've been lied to in relationship to what we're now called domestic terrorists, and I can go on and on and on. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues and uncover these truths, we need to understand as Christians that we need to stand for truth. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that as believers, we need to see what the scripture says. In Psalms 146:3, for example, put not your trust in princes nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. We recognize, ladies and gentlemen, according to Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is the reproach to any people. Ladies and gentlemen, we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast. We do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. It is the place that we need to go to. It is the source that we need to turn to. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. And further, a declaratory statement is made in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to turn to. It's the truth of the word of God that we need to depend upon. But truth is no longer sought after. Truth is no longer embraced. Truth is no longer viewed as being valuable or rational for the average individual today. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be truthful, if I can use that turn of words. It's truthful today that those that stand for the truth, speak to the truth, are hated in society today. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Do you defend the truth? Do you stand for truth? Are you willing to stand for truth outside of party lines, notwithstanding what the Democrats or the Republicans may say, or may want you to believe that they believe, are you willing to stand for truth? And casting a vote this election cycle that will, without question, determine the direction that America goes in. We'll either go into a banana republic, as it has been called, a third world type nation, or we can continue to remain, though now teetering, into a default position of a democracy. But we need to remain in a constitutional republic. That's what our Constitution gives us, a constitutional republic. Democracy is where mob rules. Constitutional republic gives us a representative form of government where we elect people and place them in office that meets the criteria that we the people want. Place them in office that are answerable to us, not to the lobbyists, not to the power brokers, not to the system, not to the party, but responsible to we the people. We need to stand on truth, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps more now than in the history of our great nation, as I view it. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And good news, ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a wonderful benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Find the flag and the flagpole at the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for a Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly environment that you're working in, Tools for a Time. They're closed on Sundays, allowing the full staff of Tools for a Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it for the Christian to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for a Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an invitation for an interview and see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a subject that I believe ought to grip and grasp the heart, the life, the thinking of every listener. I want you to respond today. I want you to respond with your calls, your comments, your information, your, if you please, as some have called it, putting in your 2 cents worth. And lest I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, as we peel the onion back, as we look at what is underneath, as we continue to see it unfurling each day before our eyes, we've been tricked, we've been deceived, we've been lied to, and forced to submit to a government that is turned against we the people. It's my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, it could be your opinion, could be different. That's fine, but it's my opinion that every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, we must examine all that we're told. We must examine it, ladies and gentlemen, through the prism of a central biblicist worldview. And now you've heard me say that before. I've clarified the thinking and discussion before, but may I do it again at the risk of redundancy. When I talk about a central biblicist worldview, and looking at the events in the world, the news media's diatribe, we need to look at it through the prism of the Bible. What does the Bible say? Ladies and gentlemen, our Bible, the Word of God, addresses every category of society and life and living. From Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, if it's political, the Bible addresses it. If it is a social, economic event or question, the Bible addresses it. If it's something based on morals, ethics, and values, the Bible addresses it. If it's a question about theology or doctrine, the Bible addresses that subject. If it's something, a question about civil government and whether we should bend and bow and submit to every governmental authority, the Bible addresses that question with a very succinct, clear response and answer for us to use as the guideline. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we wonder about where the world is going, what God is doing, what is in the eschatological prophetic future for the world, the Bible, the Word of God, gives us the answer and the resolution. So may I say to you, just as in Psalms 117, verse 2, the truth of the Lord endures forever. It never fades, it never falters, it never fails, it never falls. It is simply the truth of the Lord endures forever. We need to cling to the truth of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, millions and millions of people in America have suffered, multitudes have been injured for life, and hundreds of thousands have died because of trusting the government, believing the government, and taking the CDC COVID protocol. Not, ladies and gentlemen, not dying because of COVID in many other cases, but dying because of the COVID treatment, the COVID protocol that's been given. I'm looking at an article that is an eye-opener. In fact, the major portion of this broadcast, we're going to talk about COVID, the COVID shots, and what's now being discovered. Then we're going to look at other issues where the government has faltered and fallen and failed to tell us the truth. As a result of that, we see major, major, major difficulties taking place on the horizon for America. One of those things being the new executive order by Joe Biden waiving prison sentences for those buying, selling, using pot, marijuana. We're watching today as the push for the marijuana to be authorized and legalized across America. But ladies and gentlemen, major declension in states where they have recreational marijuana, states where they already have, as in the state of Florida, having the medical marijuana. We'll talk about that today. And then in the broadcast tomorrow, keep a little heads up. I normally do not do this, but on the broadcast tomorrow, the broadcast is going to be exclusively about marijuana, its use, its misuse, its difficulties and dangers, and what's happening in America, what's taking place in states that have legalized it. But ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to the COVID and the COVID jab and the lie from the CDC and the FDA and the NIH and the socialist Marxist media and the Oval Office with Joe Biden, millions have been injured. And as one scientist said, in the next 10 years, about 1 billion people, hear me, about 1 billion people on the face of the globe will die as a result of the COVID jab. Looking at this article, it says, waking up the sheep. Group exposes deadly hospital COVID protocols. Dated October the 10th. Many families who have lost loved ones to COVID-19 blame hospital protocol rewarded by federal funding and that ban certain treatments while promoting others. This is an elongated article. I'll read about four or five brief paragraphs. It sets the stage of where we want to go. Now, an organization called Former Feds Group Freedom Foundation. I don't know how on earth they came up with that name, but nevertheless, that's it. An organization called the Former Feds Group Freedom Foundation has compiled more than 250 cases through its COVID-19 Humanity Betrayal Memory Project, according to Epoch Times. Two Texas siblings who are participating in the project, Clover and Jody Carroll, attribute the death of their mother, Carolyn, to medical tyranny that has been forced upon thousands of people across America. The banning of treatments that physicians around the world and studies have found to be safe and effective, such as ivermectin, the withholding of the monoclonal antibodies, and the insistence on administering remdesivir, keep that name in mind, remdesivir, and putting people on ventilators are among the actions called into question by family members such as the Carrolls. The siblings said every petition for their mother's COVID-19 treatment was met with strange behaviors and attitudes. Staff members in the hospitals, for example, shut down all discussions about the use of ivermectin and other treatments recommended by the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. Quote, we now are pivoting everything that we are doing to wake up the sheep. The sheep are the people who just don't know, and the wolves are those that don't want to know and are finding and are fighting to keep others from knowing at all. Jody and their mother was assigned to palliative care. By the way, palliative care is another term for social care, another term for hospice care. It is the term that's used in hospitals generally, palliative care, which simply means they're going to keep you still, quiet, and sedated and let you die. Let me read this again. Jody said their mother was assigned to palliative care on the very first day she went in the hospital. They were told their mother was doing well, but only 2 days later, she was put on a ventilator. It was almost like it was so robotic that they could not think outside the prescribed protocol. Clover, that is the woman, and Jody started doing their own research. They connected with Dr. Peter McCullough. By the way, Dr. McCullough is one of the renowned physicians / scientists that have stood against the COVID protocol for 2.5 years now. With Dr. Peter McCullough, an outspoken advocate of early treatment protocols that were being censored by big tech and the establishment media across America. They eventually hired an attorney, successfully obtained an order from a judge to force the hospital to administer the protocol they needed. But hospital attorneys nullified the injunction before it could have time to administer the medicine the next day. they had a whole host of reasons why they couldn't or wouldn't administer the needed medications for my mother. We had always trusted doctors. Now we're being introduced to this new medical tyranny, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the correct term. It's medical tyranny. And yet across America and around the globe, there's been the push to do the COVID death jabs, as I call it. And there's been the lie we've been lied to by the government, been lied to, ladies and gentlemen, by every aspect of medical care today, and telling everyone that the COVID vaccination would protect you from the getting COVID. It would protect you from the transmission of COVID. It would protect the citizens. In fact, Joe Biden said it was the civil thing to do. It was the thing that every citizen needs to do to protect your neighbor. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a massive article. It says the Pfizer executive concedes COVID-19 vaccine was not tested on preventing transmission before the vaccine was released. This article is a shocking article, making shockwaves across the nation and around the world, even as I speak. Dated October the 11th, 2022. A Pfizer executive said Monday that neither she nor any other Pfizer official knew whether the COVID-19 vaccine would stop the transmission before it entered the market last year. The statement goes, was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? Did we know about stopping immunization before it entered the market? Pfizer's Janine Small, president of International Development Market, said, and that question, no, was her response. You know, we had to, quote, quote, blank, really had to really move at speed of science to know what is taking place in the market. Millions of people around the world were duped by the pharmaceutical companies and governments. Millions of people worldwide felt forced to get the vaccination because of the myth that you do it for others' benefit. Now it turns out to be a cheap lie that's been exposed as a lie. The Food and Drug Administration wrote in the late 2020 that there was no data available to determine whether the vaccine would prevent transmission and for how long would it protect against any transmission of COVID-19. At the same time, data are not available to make a determination about how long the vaccine will provide protection, nor is there any evidence at all that the vaccine would prevent any transmission or the receipt of COVID-19, according to the agent's notes in their research. We knew early in January 2021 into late December 2020 that reinfection was occurring after natural infection, according to Dr. Birx. Not going to get COVID. Headline. A number of officials in the United States around the world had claimed that COVID-19 vaccines could prevent transmission. Among them, President Joe Biden in July 2021 remarked that you're not going to get COVID if you get these vaccines, and you will not give COVID to anyone else if you take the vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, Chief Biden, this article reads, administration medical advisor Anthony Fauci in May 2021 said in a CBS interview that vaccinated people are dead ends for COVID-19, suggesting that they cannot transmit the virus. Quote, when you get vaccinated, you're not only protecting your own health and of your family, but also you contribute to the community health by preventing the spread of the virus throughout the community, Dr. Fauci said. 2 months later, in late July of that year, Fauci said that the vaccinated people are capable of transmitting the virus. In the coming months, Dr. Fauci, Biden, CDC Director Walensky, and others pivoted to say the vaccine prevents severe disease, hospitalization, and deaths from COVID. But ladies and gentlemen, it does none of those things. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I've got a question for you. I have a Jewish friend that says the Bible was written by a bunch of old camel jockeys and you can't take it really serious, and that mankind has really evolved and he's a lot smarter than people then. But Dr. Youngblood, when I look in the handbook of my aircraft, it's 1958, it tells you how to work on the airplane, where if you were going across country and you had a problem and the only place around was a Piper dealer, mine's a Cessna, that you could land. There's enough information a mechanic could work on it legally. But now when I look in the handbook of, say, a 2011 Cessna, same model, it tells you to not wrap the seat belt around your neck. It tells you do not drink the water in the battery. Dr. Youngblood, from what you talk about, the way the government is issuing all this false information, is it smoking pot and all these drugs has made us dumber? What is really going on?
Well, one of the things, Tom, and you are spot on with your analysis and your serious question about that. The thing that's taking place in America and around the globe, there's been the mindset promulgated that the government can resolve your issues financially. The government has the answers for issues socially. The government has the answers for each of us educationally. The government has the answers for us and the solution for all medical care. We have released our own bodies and health and education to the government bureaucrats, and the governmental bureaucrats are in it for what is profitable and beneficial financially for themselves and not for the benefit of we the people. We have literally watched the denigration, the disintegration, and the destruction of what we had one time had confidence in called the government. But I go back to a fact. The scripture is very, very clear that we ought not to place our trust and our confidences in man. Princes, talking about leaders, and men. Our confidence ought to be placed in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And you touch on a subject that is dear to my heart, and talking about the handbook for a pilot or handbook for an airplane. Same is true if you are wanting to go from here to California. My question, though, has always been, would you take a jet airplane to go and have a pilot that had not been trained, a pilot that was not educated in the controls, a pilot that had not passed the exam to fly the plane, and trust him to fly you across America? And yet multitudes do that very thing. We are willing to place our faith and trust in a system that's been proven to falter and to fail. Can you imagine placing our trust in the government for our health care, and the government cannot even carry out the proper protocol for saving lives under what's called CDC, and it's because the CDC protocol never was designed. Tom, listen, and I pray that our listeners will hear this. The protocol for CDC health care was never designed to save a life, but it is mass genocide in part of the global reset to reduce the population by a billion people on the face of the globe.
Wow. Dr. Youngblood, that is so true, because we've been dumbed down. The school
yes.
system has dumbed us down. If you drink the Kool-Aid, but when I speak to ultra-left-wing liberals, I do believe they'd wrap the seatbelt around their neck. I do believe they would drink the water out of the battery. Because they're looking for a savior that's in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
And they're liars in Washington, D.C., not saviors. And I knew you could answer that question easily, because you're looking for Jesus Christ as your savior, not a congressman or a senator or a president. And I thank you so much.
Right.
And That's why I listen to this broadcast every day.
Keep listening, brother. We're thankful for you. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.